a bunch of kids standing around him looking like Village of the Damned with their hands on him and their heads down. And that's not the guy that you want.
It's so bizarre to me. What? I cannot understand that.
It is very, very strange. That's a perfect intro. Hey everyone, and
it's my Trump impersonation.
No. Welcome to another episode of the Blue Sedition Podcast. We are doing back-to-back days for some reason. Why are we doing this?
Oh, we're masochists. No,
is that it?
That's part of it. It's okay. Definitely part of it.
I am going insane. I think you're probably going insane.
I can vouch for it. I've watched him spiral. He's near the drain at the moment.
Oh my Lord, I can't stand. I can't stand what's going on. You know, we're leading up to, I guess, as we mentioned yesterday, a pretty important election.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean,
the last election.
Possibly the last election. For many of us too, because pretty sure that millions of Americans' lives are on the line. I mean, one man wants to once again repeal and replace Obamacare with zero plan on how to do that.
Is he doing that again? Is he actually saying that is one of his campaign promises? Because I'll admit, the only thing I've heard thus far is just hate speech about migrants. So I don't really know what his platform is.
So you're gonna make me bring this up, because it wasn't actually on my it wasn't on my plate to do this.
It's not on the docket.
It wasn't on the docket, but now I might as well, as kind of the first thing. Here he is, House Speaker Mike Johnson. Maybe we can listen in.
Was for healthcare, he was going to do direct primary care because he's a businessman and he knew good competition, a parallel healthcare system to try to transform the thing with what it was. And I also heard that he had signed an executive order that somehow got lost to expand HSA to be able to use for membership for direct primary care. Any talks of any of that?
Yeah, there's a lot of talk. I mean, healthcare reform is going to be a big part of the agenda. When I say we're going to have a very aggressive first 100 days agenda, we got a lot of things on the table. But healthcare, it's the secret. Healthcare reform is not a secret. There's some really important ideas on the table. And we have a docs caucus, the physicians who serve in the House, and they've got a menu of options about this thick. And I think this is part of it, because if you take government bureaucrats out of the healthcare equation and you have doctor-patient relationship, it's better for everybody, more efficient, more effective. That's the free market. Trump's going to be for the free market. You heard a little sample of that last night. We want to take a blowtorch to the regulatory state, okay? Yeah. I mean, these agencies have been weaponized against the people, and it's crushing the free market. It's like a boot on the neck of job creators and entrepreneurs and risk takers. And so healthcare is one of the sectors, but we need this across the board, and Trump's going to go big.
He's only going to have one more term.
And so he's going to...
This is.
Do you think this ceiling fan will hold a noose for me? I'm just asking.
I don't think you can say that. I think I might have to bleep that out so that we don't get kicked off of YouTube. But
what is that?
What are you talking about?
Force captain?
Are you talking about the cardboard? So for our podcast listeners, there's behind Mike Johnson is a cardboard life size. Actually, it's not life size. It's probably taller than Trump, because it's taller than Mike Johnson, and everybody knows Trump is actually like 4'2". There's a cardboard cutout of Trump with a Trump Force captain hat on. What the hell does that even mean?
I don't know. Who's he speaking to? This feels like he's talking to a bunch of Republican something. Like they're acting like they're a news corps, but I mean, NBC News must have been there because they're running this thing, but. Jesus Christ, the laughter,
the insane that
the media gave to his little wink and a nod to the we have an idea of a plan, of like just basically saying he has no idea, and everybody laughs.
So that wasn't even the clip that I wanted to play from this, but it was that's the same event, that's the same time that he was speaking. He said, yes, they're going to repeal Obamacare and they're working on a plan to replace. They're working on a plan to replace Obamacare. And by the way, they also want to make sure that that little, insurance companies can't go after you if you have pre-existing conditions. They're going to nix that too. So that's why I say literally millions of lives are on the line if Trump gets into office. This is insane. And this isn't even one of the things I wanted to talk about. You look stunned. You're usually the talker.
I was comforted by the idea that he had no plan. Had no agenda.
Right.
If by some chance he got in, I mean, all bets are off anyway. But I sort of figured his idea was going to be like his wall. He's like, I'm gonna deport so many migrants, right. And then like three people would get deported over 4 years, and it would cost $300 million.
Sure.
And he'd be like, I'm the greatest. I'm running again, and you know.
Right.
Let's be honest here. These people, the actual Republicans, not Trump,
right,
have these plans in place. They've been there for decades at this point. They've wanted to get rid of Obamacare because it makes healthcare affordable for people and it cuts into their bottom line. Their biggest donors are in healthcare industry, pharmaceutical industry. They want more money. They don't care if you die from it. They just want the money.
That's
it. And so they're paying Mike Johnson and everybody else, to even Democrats, and Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, that's
some problems on that front too.
That's not even you're not being hyperbolic, because the insurance companies, if they actually cared, which obviously why would they? If they actually cared, pre-existing conditions never would have been a thing, right? But now you're saying like, oh, sorry, you have cancer. Well, we can't insure you. Good luck with dying.
And really, I mean, that whole thing is more like passing the buck on that sort of thing, because, and that's what Obamacare meant to sort of fix, right? Because the idea is that there's a big pool of people who all need to have insurance, and it only works when you stack it, because that's how insurance works. So you have like one or two super risky people, and then a big pool of not all risky people. Yeah. They all pay roughly the same very small amount, and everybody gets the benefits. It's just like roads. It's like firefighters.
Right.
It's
but the way that
nobody's house ever burns down.
Yeah.
We all pay for it.
We all pay for fire insurance.
Your house is on fire. You want it fixed.
I've got earthquake insurance. To do it. Yeah. Exactly. So. It's a giant freaking scam, and the healthcare industries make sure it's not about balance. It's about making as much money as possible. So like being a smoker was a, pre-existing condition, I mean, just anything. So if they take this back off the table and Republicans are in charge, it's going to be literally, you have allergies, that's a pre-existing condition.
Well, and pre-existing conditions historically have been problematic because they can label anything pre-existing if you had a lapse in coverage.
Right.
So if you're a 20 something and you literally don't need health insurance because you're as fit as you're ever going to be in your life, and you get your first real job, in 22, 23, whatever, and you get your health insurance through your job, you go to your first doctor's visit and they're like, and they find something, their insurance will be like, well, hold on, from 18 to 23, you didn't have insurance. This is a pre-existing condition. We're not covering it because it's expensive.
Yeah.
It's like, how are you supposed to know? So the whole point is Obamacare makes it so you're supposed to have insurance. You have to prove it on your taxes every year, children and adults all the way through, so that this pool is covered beginning to end. So you're not going to have these lapses in insurance. You can't make that sort of argument. Were we going to talk about insurance today? Is that
no, but I will say that anybody who supports that kind of thing and supports these Republicans is garbage. I'll tell you that.
God.
Oh, yeah. So let's transition into that. I almost said Barack Obama. Joe Biden yesterday, it was yesterday. Started getting a little feisty, right? So
I like it.
Dark Brandon came out and he was like, "I'll show Trump where he can float," and all this. And then he, I don't know. I actually didn't even watch the clip because I think it's absolute nonsense. But he basically supposedly called Trump supporters garbage. So Trump supporters now very upset, right? Because Donald Trump, or at least the comedian at comedian, again, I quote
his comedian
at his hate rally called Puerto Ricans garbage. And there was obviously a massive backlash.
Called Puerto Rico garbage.
Called Puerto Rico.
He called the country.
Yeah. Okay. So there was a massive backlash from that. And it seemed that Puerto Ricans came out in force. Suddenly, many high profile Puerto Ricans endorsed Kamala. You know, we see people all over social media. There were some Puerto Ricans that were burning their Trump gear, which I have questions about why you were a Trump supporter to begin with. Especially the way that he treated Puerto Rico in 2016. And then so massive backlash. So then Biden calls Trump supporters garbage, which he's right. And
I have the quote.
Okay, he says, you have the quote. Go ahead. Let me hear it.
The only garbage I see floating out there are his supporters.
Okay. So first of all, fantastic quote, right? Now I have one solution to this problem, and then I want to play a clip from September of 2024, of this year. So recent memory for anybody that cares, okay? But first, my solution is anybody who was offended by the Puerto Rico comment and yes, they're offended by Trump, they should vote for Kamala, okay? I think I listen, if you're offended
because
by Trump,
the two old men call each other garbage.
No, wait, hear me out.
Okay.
If you're offended by Trump and you think he's bad for Puerto Rico and you didn't like the statement about being Puerto Rico being called garbage, vote for Kamala. On the flip side, if you are a Trump supporter and you don't like being called garbage, keep voting for Trump. What are you gonna do?
You're not the guys we're trying to win over.
Right. What's the backlash?
I'll tell you what the backlash is. Backlash is that the news and the media, of course, are going out there and they're running stories about Biden making this gaffe and all this other stuff. Right. And I'm like, literally 2 days ago, Trump said out loud that Harris is a low IQ hooker.
Right.
And I'm like,
exactly.
I'm like, are you really calling out Biden for calling his supporters who support that garbage?
Exactly. So let's
can miss me with that. That is just bullshit.
Here
Democracy
it is.
Is worst.
Here it is. Ready? Come on.
And it's not her. It's the people that surround her. They're scum. And they want to take down our country. They are absolute garbage. And it's not.
What? Last what a month. This was Biden. Last month.
Can you believe it?
Okay, yeah, I can't. Oh, my God. Joe Biden. Terrible. How can you run America if you think Americans are garbage?
Look, I'm going to go back to it. I'm going to. Again, the horse is super dead, but I'm going to keep beating it as long as people will listen. Don't take that out of context.
I don't know.
But at some point, the media is doing this purposefully. They're on the take, right? How can you actually make the statement that Biden is doing some bad thing? His rhetoric is so tame by comparison to the nonsense that Trump spews day in and day out. And the news doesn't run any of that. They're just like, oh, Biden stirring up blah, 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 and calling people names and stuff. And you're like, you didn't have to run that at all. If you're not going to run it for any of them, just don't. You don't have to just be like, Biden this. If Harris says anything like that, obviously she, again, put up on a post because it's just, you know.
She said one of those things.
I know, but we're the Democrat Party is held to this standard of when they go low, we go high, and we have to do that. I think that it's like we've been beaten, like we're battered housewives or something, and we think that we have to act this way. And then the newspaper, part of the abuse cycle, is just like, yeah, you have to keep doing that. And I was happy. We talked about this, but I was happy when Tim Walz and Kamala Harris got out there you know, late June, July, and it just started, you know, saying shit, just being like, these guys are weird and fucking scumbags, and yeah, and they were not holding any punches. They were saying the things that we're all thinking, and I was like, yes, finally, yes. And then they're like, oh, what happened to when they go low, we go high? I'm like, shut the hell up. That's what happened to it. Trump came along and started calling her a hooker. That's what happened to it.
When Waltz got out there and started swinging, it was like, yeah, he did get a little bit more. Felt like he got a little bit more of a pass than Democrats have normally been given. Yeah. And I said, keep going, keep leaning into that.
Yeah, don't stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. I mean, this to me is a nothing burger, as to bring that back from 2016 Jesus. Or whatever. There's
nothing. Do you think it's because, and this is the only thing that popped into my mind.
Okay.
But do you think it's because the crowds are there and they laugh?
For who?
So do you think, like, so for instance, Tim Walz gets out there in front of a big crowd.
Yeah.
And he calls JD Vance weird and he makes the couch joke. Right. Everybody laughs. Big uproarious laughs, right?
Yeah.
And they don't put it in the paper that he's crass or he's calling people names or any of this other stuff. It's not like, oh, defamed, blah, blah, blah. None of that. Same with Trump. Trump goes out there and he calls her a $2 hooker. Everybody in the crowd laughs and the news goes, wow, what fun. And they just write their article as if nothing happened. But because Joe Biden is giving this not even a speech. He's just talking to a reporter sort of off cuff. There's no crowd. There's no audience to play to. When he says it, does it carry more weight? Is he speaking like in official capacity for the presidency? And that's why they think it's
Certainly that's the take they tried to make, is that a president shouldn't be saying that. But what? Neither should a guy who's an ex-president or a guy who's running to be president again. So give me a break. Like you said, miss me with literally all that. We saw a rally. She's a whore. She's low IQ. In the same sentence, he called her a socialist, communist, fascist. You know, so come on, just shut
from Samoa and
another Cambodia. Joe Biden quote here. Shut up, man. Just shut up, man.
Do you ever shut up, man?
Do you ever shut up? Oh,
God.
So,
no wonder Trump doesn't want to come back and do any debates. I'm a coward.
He's a coward. So, yeah, I'm going to move on from that. They're going to try and run with it. Give me a break. And again, if you're offended, if you're a Trump supporter, and for whatever reason you're listening to this, sorry you're so offended. Continue voting for Trump, but maybe stop burning ballot boxes and things like that and not being garbage.
Stop being garbage.
Stop being garbage. What? All right.
It's the same old thing. I know we posted this, but it's like, nobody calls me a Nazi.
I mean,
nobody calls me garbage. You know why? Because I'm not getting in people's faces acting like that.
If every single day there were thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people calling me a Nazi, and I had to come out in front of people and say, I'm not a Nazi, I actually am probably a Nazi, right?
Like, I wonder.
Like, if you have to hide your armband with the swastika on it, you're probably a Nazi.
Yeah. Yeah. What's it that the kids say? You know, you're not beating the allegations.
Yeah, exactly. So let's move on. I want to pull up a tweet. What do you call them now? Are they tweets now? Do you have to call it a post?
Where? On X the Everything app?
On X the Everything free speech app.
Yeah, I call them tweets. I still call the site Twitter.
Okay, yeah. I mean,
Elon Musk can suck my nuts.
Well, let's see if I can pull this up. So Donald Trump is pulling out of events in Pennsylvania. He's decided not to go to maybe it's a college football game or something like that. But but he woke up this morning in a mood, and I think he posted it on Twitter. So I'm going to see if I can find it. And if I can't, it might've been that other site.
I'm wondering if you're just being facetious or not, but I mean, how can you even tell when Trump has woken up in a mood? The guy comes and he's deranged and everything he writes is ridiculous. The only time I know he's not in a mood is when he's writing a post and the post comes out and it's perfect English, perfect grammar, perfect punctuation.
That's because like, some staff else wrote that.
Yeah, he's sleeping over there. Grandpa's tired. JD Vance type something.
Fact check. Here it is. Maybe ABC News will just give me a screenshot for it. But Donald Trump woke up this morning and said that basically there's massive election fraud going on in Pennsylvania. He's sending out email blasts to people. He said, this one says, late Monday evening, the Trump campaign sent out an email blast claiming that a voter in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, was arrested for encouraging people to stay in line and vote. Is this the right? Am I in the right? Yeah, this is 2024. I mean, he's running the same.
It's the same play.
It's the same playbook all over again. So he of course, is spinning up this rhetoric. We talked about it a little bit this morning.
Yeah.
You can tell that something is going on with their internal polling in Pennsylvania.
I've come back to this. Okay. I think that there's two thoughts that I have about it. I think there's that one. My knee-jerk response was, you don't wake up in the morning and throw a post out there about how the election's being stolen from you if your internal polling shows that you're winning.
Right.
And then I thought, well, wait a minute. That he's been saying that it was going to be a rigged election, and the only way he loses the election is if it's stolen and all this other stuff. He's been saying that for years at this point.
For
and so I wonder if we've this final week is just going to be a blitz of mass mailers and calls and lawsuits and all this other stuff. We saw that lawsuit in was it Virginia?
The
came through where they were like doing a purge of the voter rolls, and then they had to block it.
Yeah, well, that's something else I want to talk about today, actually, because the Supreme Court stepped in on that one, and it went how you would expect it would go. But first, I want to just show a post which has finally gotten community noted on X, the Freedom of Everything app.
The America app.
The America app. This man takes a video of a mail carrier, the postmaster general in this area, by the way, just carrying a regular amount of ballots he's a mail carrier. Look at all those ballots he has, right? And he's dropping them off at the post office, and somebody from picking them up from ballot boxes, and somebody is videotaping him. And before this came out, they were taking pictures of him on the street, his license plate, all of these other things. And people in the comments are like, we need to find him. What state is this in? Here's his license plate. Look, here's this one. This seems sus. This is his license plate. We got to go after this guy. And he's just the postmaster general dropping off ballots. And so this is what Trump's rhetoric is doing right now.
Well, I mean, these are his ground troops. You know that this cesspool in Twitter is just these types of people.
And it's and we've seen
cops are already there.
Yeah, call the cops. Oh wait, we've seen in stories now over the last week that actually, yeah, these people are going out there. People are getting arrested for intimidating voters at early voting places. We saw an 18-year-old in Florida who was threatening Kamala voters with a machete get arrested. We saw a man in Arizona get arrested for setting a ballot box, a drop box on fire. There's been other situations in Washington and other places where ballot boxes are being destroyed. So this is what you can't stand there and tell me that you're the party of freedom when you feel like you have to stop people from voting to win an election. And that's what they have to do. You see anywhere, give me some rhetoric, steel man this for me. On the other side, give me the Democratic point of view. Are we stopping anyone from voting?
Stopping illegal people from voting?
Is our message, is it ever like, hey, don't vote? Or
oh no, the dead no. We always try and get out to vote.
Everybody, voting, right? Just get out to vote.
But I mean, on the other side of it, like we understand how statistics work and how society should work for people. And so what we know is that, you know, a little less than a third of the country doesn't vote.
Right.
And so we need more voters.
Right.
We need Americans to come out and wake up and go out and vote. They did it in 2020 in some surprising states. They won some key swing states for Biden to keep this maniac out of the you know, power.
Yeah.
And we need to do it again. So when you know, that's how I know which party is the good party and who's the bad party, because it's like one of them doesn't want people to vote, one of them wants everyone to vote.
Right. One of them tries to.
That's an easy one for me to decide.
Pretty easy. So you touched on the Virginia voter rolls being purged, and this was something that a federal court had said. What are you, idiots? You're not purging voters with like a couple weeks before the election. Like, no,
we knew this one was coming. There's a federal level law in place that says you can't do voter roll purges
within
any,
a certain time
any closer within 90 days of an election, right. Because it causes too much confusion, and I mean, it seems like simple, sane policy. And so this one was, what's the name of that guy? Rick Scott? I want to say Rick Scott.
No, Pigskin. What's his name? It's probably in the article. Glenn Youngkin.
Youngkin.
Rick Scott.
He's the governor, obviously. But anyway, so they sue it, you know, 11:59, the day before the 90-day window, and they make this lawsuit that they need to do purging of voter rolls, and it's an emergency. They didn't do any purging of voter rolls up to that point, and they basically kicked the can down the road. And then they were like, we're going to do it so that we're going to basically annul votes, because we're going to kick them off the voter roll after they've submitted their votes, because that's the game plan. And every judge they went in front of was like, no, you can't do that. You can't purge it while there's an election going on. No. And then it gets to SCOTUS, and SCOTUS is, of course, like, you want to kick black people off the vote? Yeah, go ahead.
Write down party lines. Write down 6-3 conservative majority. There is some good news. By the way, I have seen some pundits on you know, different social media sites say this is crazy, but it's not going to affect the election like you think it is. This isn't going to sway anything, which I'm like, okay, I don't see how that's possible.
But it might not affect this election,
right,
in that county,
right.
But like, honestly, it sets the precedent for, hey, I'm just gonna try and pull the rug out from under my voter base the day before I'm not allowed to do it anymore.
And now let's
and then when somebody pushes back, I'm gonna cite this Supreme Court case and get whatever I want, because it's standing. Yeah.
Now let's take a step back here and explain to people, because I think one of the you know, logical fallacies, the dim-witted arguments, the straw man that people like Elon Musk make is, oh, Democrats want illegals to vote. That's why they don't want this to come through. That's not the problem here. The problem, as we saw in a story last night from a woman in Texas who is a Trump voter who got purged from the voter roll, is that we're not worried about non-citizens being removed, because, by the way, not only do non-citizens not vote, okay, very, 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 very rarely do they vote and then it gets taken care of, okay? When it does go and they vote and it gets checked, their vote is not counted. It just doesn't happen. This is not a thing that happens, okay? What we're worried about, and what our counter argument here is that this removes legal citizens from voting, okay? And this is actually happening in Texas, and it's happening to Trump voters as well. But what they're trying to do it.
To be clear, there is a good case to be made for keeping proper tabulations of voters and knowing who they are and when they move and when they die and when they become part of the electorate because they age in.
Yes.
And these things happen all the time.
You have voter to do purges, regular upkeep.
You have to do regular purges, and that makes sense. The reason that this is so just rat fuckery is because they waited. They didn't do anything.
Right.
They waited until the 11th hour, and then they tried to do a fast purge, knowing that the only way that it could be stopped is by the courts leading into an election and violating a federal law.
Yeah.
So that seems extremely underhanded on its face.
Right.
So like, why are you doing that? Why didn't you do it 2 weeks before that, where we could have time to review your decisions or challenge it in court before the election window starts? Right. Yeah. So there's just a lot of, every time one of these Republican-led initiatives makes it to court, it's almost never the thing that's being argued about in the courts. It's always the circumstances that surround it. Right. The context is what tells me that this is just evil dictator nonsense.
Yep.
And it's clear. They didn't do anything. Waited until the 11th hour, filed it, went home, and then we had to sue and go to court. And now it's not even a week before the election, and the Supreme Court says, yeah, people are going to vote in 6 days. Go ahead and take them off. They won't know. Oh, and mail them something that says that, oh, by the way, you've been purged. If this is an error, mail something back. You're like, the whole process to fix this is several weeks long, and the vote is next week.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's the game.
The supposedly they're saying in Virginia, others are saying that if this does happen to you, it is same day registration voting
in Virginia,
where this time. No, listen, hey, I'm fully on board with what you're right. saying here. I mean, this is a ridiculous precedent. So yeah.
Because imagine that this is in a state where they have less. They have more restrictive voter rules where you can't do same day registration. You probably wouldn't know that you've been purged.
Right.
You'd show up to the polls, which, by the way, their voter rolls were printed months ago.
Right.
So you weren't purged from that.
Right.
Say you're in Florida. Well, now you just voted illegally. They're going to put you in jail for it because they just signed a law that says you go to jail if you vote illegally. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You have no idea.
Nope.
It's the same plan over and over and over again. Make it illegal to vote if you're not the right kind of voter.
And make it harder to vote if you're not the right kind of voter. I mean,
Well, and even if it does nothing, let's say that it does not affect one single voter and they just remove the correct people and all that. The side effect here is still voter disenfranchisement. You can have some people who will think, maybe not this time, maybe next time, you know what? I really don't want to, I can't afford to accidentally vote illegally because I got purged. I'm just not going to, so that I don't accidentally go to jail. And then you have people who slip into this non-voting sect because they just can't afford to be wrong about it. Why do we live in a dystopia? I hate it here.
You know, I was having a conversation today about voter ID as well. And it was like, it's once again, the same straw man. It's like, you don't want voter ID because you want illegals to vote. And like, first of all, no, I think we can definitely win without needing illegals to vote. But what voter ID does is it prevents people who can't afford new IDs, can't get to a place where they can keep their ID up to what I would be for voter ID. If IDs were free, were easily obtainable, you know, like everybody could
obtain. If they were mailed to you by default?
By default?
Like, man, I remember a conversation that we had with another colleague of ours many years ago.
Okay.
And he had an idea that I really liked, and I think it would be the same thing. Let's say if you were going to enact some sort of voter identification, then I need some overhaul to the system.
Okay.
First, automatic registration. You have to opt out of registration to lose your vote like that.
Okay.
Like, you are automatically registered, and if you were registered in the past, you'll remain registered here. If they like done, right? Voter cards are sent to you every election cycle, right? Because it's like a ballot in the mail. Here's your voter card. Right. It's your ticket to ride.
Yeah.
And it's sent early.
Right.
And you can maybe we do digital copies. Like there's a lot of ways you could do that.
Right.
But you need to make it so that people can vote. You need to make it so that they can vote in a timely manner. You need to make it so that they can vote in a safe manner.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. You need to
fix these problems before the ID problem.
All of these people who like Stephen Miller, who I hate saying his name, But, you know, in 2020,
Nazi Stephen Miller
in 2020 said, you don't voting early is a threat to democracy. Mail voting is a threat to democracy. And now he's begging everybody. They're begging their supporters to do it. So explain to me how you show your ID when you're doing. I got my ballot in the mail. I filled out my ballot. I signed it. I put it in a secrecy envelope and I sent it back. When did I show a poll worker my ID during that process?
Yeah, presumably you didn't.
I didn't, right?
Oh.
They sent it to me because I'm registered. They sent it to my address. The mail works. My signature's on it. Let's go. Come on.
We all know who they are. They mean when they say, we want people to have IDs to vote.
We know.
What they want to do is they're going to run states like Florida, and Pennsylvania, and Ohio, and they're going to somehow, oh, the voter IDs didn't get to those voters. Oh, that county, they I don't know what happened. It was a mix-up. They didn't get their voter IDs. They can't vote. And then you just win an election because two swing states went your way because enough people couldn't vote easily.
Right. So, okay, let's move on to maybe a better topic.
Have any better topics?
I have, this could go either way, depending on how you feel.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, new CNN polls out today. Okay. New CNN polls out today. Unfortunately, Pennsylvania tied 48-48. I don't know if this is on Real Clear Politics.
Direction.
Okay. I don't know if, in fact, let me, Real Clear polling. Let me see if it came out. Okay. So Fox News, let me pull this one up. Okay.
Pull it up.
Let's pull up the polling. We got a bunch of Pennsylvania. Okay, so we have ties from CNN. So the CNN polls are included in this. Okay, I saw this morning, but they're already included. So CNN tie. Where's the Michigan one I was looking for? Wisconsin plus six. And
yeah, I just saw that.
And Michigan plus five. Oh, and by the way, actually, as part of this, because we see here, for those of us who aren't watching. This Michigan poll is multi-candidate. And did you hear that the state Supreme Courts that will refuse to remove Kennedy from the ballots? So that's, hey, finally one lands on our side, huh?
Two, actually. It's my recollection that RFK Jr. will remain on the ballot in New York after suing unsuccessfully to have his name removed.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. When I just meant one, score one for the good guys, not like two. Stick.
Oh yeah,
okay. yeah, absolutely. So yeah, Michigan plus five for Harris, Wisconsin plus six for Harris, Pennsylvania's coming in at a tie, which I am, finding a little bit hard to believe at this point. Just because of the movement everywhere else. And I think it's not accounting for the backlash from the Puerto Rican community yet, which, you know, in Pennsylvania, there's 500,000 or so, registered Puerto Rican voters. And there's definitely a final push in Pennsylvania right now. I think both campaigns are there tonight.
Pennsylvania is going to be the battleground state that I think could decide everything. I think that it's interesting to see Wisconsin in these two polls from Marquette and CNN favoring her. Like, the CNN poll is kind of crazy. Plus six seems bizarrely high to me.
Right.
Plus one from Marquette seems kind of low to me. I was thinking two or three. The one thing about these three CNN polls, the Pennsylvania, the Wisconsin, and the Michigan, I looked up, they each have fewer than 900 respondents. Sure. So, I mean, they're not huge, but they're not tiny either. And they claim that their margin of error on any one of them is around 4 or 5% or 5 points. I mean, so saying, you know, CNN Michigan plus five, well, that could be a coin flip too.
Right.
Because they're saying their error is 5 points either way.
Sure.
Be plus 10. So
sure.
I think that the polling thing, especially as we come down to the wire here, is just gonna, it's not gonna tell us anything. People will point at things in the rear view.
Right.
You know, next Thursday we'll be like, we'll look at this poll, look at that poll. But
yeah, I will say
right now, I don't know.
I will say, especially now that Nate Silver isn't there anymore, but I do tend to trust 538 more than I do Real Clear Politics, all right? Because I like the way they score their pollsters. I like the way that they weight things. I think that they're just and it's my recollection that they're generally always a lot closer to the final results.
I'm going to disagree with that. I think that 538 has an interesting methodology, but I wouldn't say that they're based in any more reality than anyone else. But they've got Pennsylvania even on their.
But what they basically are is a complete coin flip. I mean, all the way from Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. I mean, we're talking about even or plus one on either side. Now, what gets really interesting is, and I'm feeling the wind changing, is I'm getting a little hype for North Carolina. Like, I don't know. I'm getting a little, okay, all right, listen, you're laughing. I'm getting a little bit hype, okay?
North Carolina, I remember in Biden's campaign during the primary, and being told over and over again by Democrats that North Carolina was going to be the swing state that Biden carries, and it's going to be the reason that we're going to pick Biden for his for the nod. And then he was polling bad in North Carolina and he lost it. So I'm like, I don't think that I'm going to count on North Carolina, but I mean, this clearly shows it seems to be in play. So that's less than a point.
I mean, there's
love. I mean, I don't need it. I don't need it. If Tuesday comes and we take Pennsylvania, I think it's a lock. I think Michigan, I think Wisconsin, I think Virginia and Pennsylvania go, and that's 270.
Okay. I'm just saying, hear me out. Okay. Trafalgar, no. Very, very right leaning. Trump plus three. Okay. We're seeing what seems to me to be a little bit of a shift in North Carolina. And honestly, I think everything that's happened in the last week, especially since the MSG hate rally, Nazi rally, yeah, whatever you want to call it.
The Nazi rally.
Things have definitely shifted in Kamala's direction. And I will say that speech last night, that rally last night, you were probably watching World Series stuff. I don't know if you got to see any clips of Kamala in DC. That was a power, 75,000 people. It was a powerful speech, and she looked as presidential to me as I think any candidate has looked in the last 20 years.
Yeah. It's one of our favorite sayings on the show, but you know, you definitely don't have to give it to them.
Yeah.
Oh. But we both sort of begrudgingly think that Harris has the better stage presence, the better supporter presence for sure. Her supporters aren't threatening people with machetes, as far as I'm aware.
No.
And she and Tim Walz bring the right energy to the crowds. I need some mainstream media to actually put her on television every now and again saying what she says, but she's looking good.
I told you I needed Tim Walz in order to be in order to be like, okay, this is, I mean, listen, I was going to vote for whoever the Democratic candidate was anyway, because
God. Yeah. I remember we were talking about it when it was unknown. We were talking about Josh Shapiro.
It was Josh Shapiro.
You and I actually had a pretty good thought of like, get Nancy Abrams, coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Stacey Abrams. And there was one other that was like in the short list. I can't remember, but yeah. And then I was like, you know, this Tim Walz guy, I don't know if you heard of him.
And I was like, first of all, there ain't no way. But if she gets Tim Walz, then I'm all in. I'm all in on this ticket. Like, this is.
Well, and I think that's the thing that I think that, you know, it speaks really plainly to us as Democrat voters and not so much as progressives, but just as like people who want to stand for things that are good for Americans. Right. That picture of Tim Walz signing the free lunches for kids in schools, and then all the kids just hugging him. They're all happy. They're all just jubilant, and he's full of it, like he's got life in his face, and he's energetic. Yeah. And I'm just like, this is the guy, this is like Bernie stuff. I'm like, I want to support the guy who does the common sense law writing. He wants to help people.
Yeah.
I want to help people. So wait. I want that.
You don't want the guy that has a bunch of kids standing around him looking like Village of the Damned with their hands on him and their heads down. And that's not the guy that you want?
It's so bizarre to me. What? I cannot understand that.
It is very, very strange. I think that's all I mean, I can probably find.
All I had to rant today. Sorry, Blue Tradition listeners. We had too much. We had to vent.
Yeah, we had to.
I know that it feels that way sometimes. You know, get in the comments and vent to us. We'll argue with each other. We'll have a good time.
Yeah, I mean, these are things that can normally wait when it's not an election coming up in. You know, we're 4 or 5 days away now, right? Six days.
Right.
As
always, reminder, we'll be live casting election night coverage as polls are closing. Come and see us there. Like, subscribe, hit the bell, that stuff.
Get the alerts, something like that. This was exciting though. I mean, I'm glad we could just come out and do these things. Hopefully you guys like that. You know, let us know. Are we 2-1 prepared? I don't think so. I think this was a good conversation. Okay.
I felt good about it.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
I feel better than I did coming into it.
Do you think
I was angry coming in, and now I feel a little more lifted?
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah,
I think that's one of the
I didn't know about the polls, so you got me a little.
I'm feeling you guys. I am feeling the winds of change. Okay,
I'm ready.
I am, and it's not my medication. It's not my meds. I feel I'm starting to feel pretty good. Okay.
All right.
So I don't know. Maybe we'll have another check-in before Tuesday. I am definitely going to get excited. Maybe we can do it would be good to do like a how we're feeling before and how we're feeling after kind of podcast and just see what happens.
We'll do a temp check on Monday.
Yeah.
Say here's where we are.
Okay. That sounds good. All right. Thanks everybody for listening, and we will catch you next time.